You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
You know, just staying efficient, I think, is the biggest thing. You know, I think at times we're moving the ball extremely well. And, you know, for us, it's just, you know, staying on track. And that's everybody. You know, there's, you know, things all over the field that are just, you know, limiting our success. And I think for us, just dialing in, doing our job, focusing, and good things will happen and we'll be more efficient that way.
It's Mark Andrews. Yesterday met with the media. You know, two games ago, breakout performance was kind of a focal point of the offense before things went south for him, but the anticipation of Cooper Rush being the quarterback Sunday against Houston, it's kind of going to be a reality. We'll get that official, I guess, probably by the end of the week. But Mark Andrews talking about the offense in general, staying dialed in, and all the cliches that you want to hear. But with the offensive line kind of shaky right now, how dialed in can they be?
I think the biggest thing is they just got to find a rhythm in their offense. Right now, It seems like they don't know what they want to be. And they need to remember who they were last year and what got them to what they got to, 429 yards a game. You know, and you had a 2,000-yard running back and a 900-yard rushing quarterback, too. So you had a lot of rushing yards. That's what they're lacking, Bob. I mean, they're lacking, you know, and Harbs talks about more plays. More plays, you know, comes with time of possession. You know, you want more plays, you know. Well, number one, get your defense squared away. But number two, you know, convert. Don't dumb penalties, you know, like they did the other day. So I think it all goes back to them. What do you do best? You run the football best. Then run the ball.
Amen to that. And it might be a tough task because Houston's going to be, you know, game planning to stop it. But with the old Lombardi line. If we do what we do best and practice it more, then they're going to practice to stop it. Even though they know what we're doing, we'll be successful here.
Bob, you don't think last year when Henry was dialing everybody up that they weren't trying to stop the run? I mean, come on. And they still knocked people off the ball. They still found holes, and they still kept running it. You know, even if you have second and eight, you can still run it, okay? You know? Because eventually, the dude's going to start to pop some.
Let's get back to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ravens underdogs at home. Take it on the Houston Texans Sunday at 1 o'clock. Try to get themselves a win after a pretty dreadful 1-3 start. An injury plagued on top of it. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, thanks for holding. What is happening?
Trip.
Nope, no Trip. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's going on?
Oh, man, just sitting here listening to you guys and just reflecting on past drafts and hearing how my friend Jay Locke talks about the flawed roster. And he was talking about all the things that the Ravens actually need. And I told him, I said, well, that seemed like it's going to take 3 years to fix that, because all this stuff should have been addressed 3 years ago. Benny, I always heard you talk about depth, depth, depth. And to me, I attribute everything as far as roster to the man that buys the groceries, DaCosta, because I don't know about you guys, his first pick pissed me off so much that I was done with him after that, because, you know, for the longest time they kept talking about what type of receiver we needed. Now, even though those best three receivers that came after Hollywood went in the second, they were still first round talent. And y'all know the three I'm talking about. And
yeah, DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, and Debo Samuel.
Hold up, you left out one. The boy from Seattle.
DK Metcalf.
Oh, DK Metcalf. Okay, yeah. My mind's somewhere else. You're right. Yeah. Anyway.
And it sounds like your smoke detector's chirping. You might as well put a new battery in that.
Yeah, it is. Hey, I got two of them doing it, and I got the brand new battery sitting here. I ain't even got up to do it. I'm in here supposed to be doing housework right now. But I'm just thinking about, and when he took the center, I said, my God, why'd you take him? You mean to tell me there was nobody better? And then we used to always talk about the side-to-side running, side-to-side linebacker, the ones that could run side-to-side. Why we ain't never get none? I mean, when we even took Mosley, I mean, I'm going to just say it like this. As far as what a player can do is one thing, but it seems like it's the things they can't do that hurt us the most. Like when they brought Harrison in. Benny used to always talk about, well, what he can do, but it's what he can't do that hurts us. So, and that's all on the roster. So do they have a good evaluating team? Do they evaluate good enough to bring in good players? And I'm saying no. And another thing, and I'm going to get off. Harbaugh, remember when the Ravens were 4-5? And DaCosta, and not DaCosta, but Shoddy said, yeah, we was thinking of firing him until we went 6-1. So he will play out the rest of the year. But who's going to get rid of the man that buy the groceries? See, because to me, it's not a coaching issue. It's a general manager issue with me, y'all. Take it easy, brothers.
All right. It goes back to the Orioles, too. It's saying the parallels. Flawed rosters lead to flawed results. Lack of depth. Add some injuries to the equation. And let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. I was thinking about it, and, you know, Vinny and Bob, we got such an immense amount of talent on this offense, of course, right? I think if we can get our defense to stop getting pulled such a far apart from each other and get back to really team-type tackling and really, you know, getting to the ball on time, like y'all been talking about, I mean, we've had the advantage over Houston for quite a while, right, fellas? I mean, I'm not saying it's a given, but we should feel pretty good going into this game to some degree.
I especially if they can block the edges, you know. They got to run the football. They just got to play Raven football. That's the thing. You know, they've been out-coached, out-hit the last 2 weeks. That's not Ravens football. You know, and if they do a better job coaching and if they do a better job being more physical, they'll win the game. I got them winning the game.
Picks coming up in an hour.
Oops, sorry, buddy.
Oh, you're good. Oh, good. We'll do our official picks, but Vinny just teased it, obviously.
That's right. Just tease them for a little while.
All right, Kevin, thanks for the call. Let's get back to the phones. Go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's up? You got an E5 there because we went to you and you were not ready.
Yeah, man. My bad, man. I dozed off again, man. I told you when the Ravens beat, man, I'd just be sitting back having thoughts like what we could have did. And I heard Vinny say Trip, and I said, dang, he hung up on me, but I'm back. But what I wanted to say yesterday, man, see, and I don't want to keep blaming coaches and stuff, but I go back to what they keep telling us, man. Maybe they need to stay off the maybe they need to stop having interviews and stuff. Because remember when we hired Zach? Well, what was the first thing he said, Bob and Vinny? we're going to see a violent defense. Violence. He said violent defense. Where's the violent defense at? I see more soft defense and like something not right about the team. That's why I said, man, like, let's be real, man. It's just time for Harbaugh to go, man. Then he getting frustrated because the reporters asking questions. That's your job, bro. That's your job. Like, why you getting mad? Like, come on. That's why I just feel like it's time for a change. We got to bring a new head coach in here, a new culture, so we can be able to, you know, see better results for real. Because one thing I realized, right, I don't know about y'all, but I feel like Harbaugh baby them players up to me. Like, even when the players do wrong, every time he come out the press conference, well, we just got to learn from our mistakes. Bro, how many times we got to learn from our mistakes? We should have been learning from our mistakes since 2019. Here it is, 25, and it's the same thing. It's just time for him to go, man. Hey, y'all have a great day. All right?
There's Trippy saying that bye-bye Harbaugh.
Yeah.
A growing sentiment here.
That's pretty typical around the league when you're sitting 1-3.
Yeah.
You know, if you're Clemson, they want to fire the coach. You know, I mean, everybody that's losing in any sport, they want to fire the coach. That's the first thing they want
now,
to do.
Now, is this a babied roster, which leads to the lack of toughness, basically, is what Trippy was saying there.
I think, you know what leads to a lot of lack of toughness in Bob, I think? They don't put pads on. Can't hit during the week. You know, you don't hit. You know, how many times we had a training camp and there's only so many number of practices
right.
that you can hit. And during the season, it's what, you get like 3 practices throughout the year where you can hit? You know, and like I was listening, and how do you get better? How does Emory Jones, how does he get better when you never put pads? If they're not practicing, how can he play?
Yeah, and if we're counting on him to change the offensive line dramatically,
the
Ravens have way bigger problems than what's going on there. But if he can be an asset at some point, that's great.
Yeah.
He was a third-round draft pick, so hope something positive comes of it when we come back. Hopefully we're talking positively about the income. A little buy or sell, sports subjects coming your way as well. Vinny's stat breakdown of the two teams. Got keys to victory because Vinny's off tomorrow. Ravens play on Sunday. And then NFL lunch. You want to join us for that? You can at 410-583-1057. We'll do our picks. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, preview tonight's game. The spread is now LA 8.5. No Pearsall, no Jennings, no Purdy, no Kittle. Sounds like no chance.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pants.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
All right, start a request Thursday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your request, pause for text line. Get your votes in. Featured artist Friday. That reveal coming up in about an hour and a half. Baseball playoffs resume today at 3 o'clock. All elimination games. Chicago, San Diego, Red Sox, Yankees, Guardians, and Tigers, Terps taking on Washington coming up Saturday. Ravens are underdogs at home against Houston. NBA and the NHL right around the corner. Woo! Got a lot to get to. But first of all, let's count some dough by ourselves.
All right, the Dow's down 49. The S&P is down 5. NASDAQ is up 50. DraftKings is down 19 cents. And Under Armour is up 7 cents to $4.95.
All right, we're starting Major League Baseball today. We've heard from plenty of people who cover Major League Baseball that the Orioles' vacant manager job will be an attractive one for candidates out there. Local beat writers have felt that way, national writers as well. But which job is least attractive? RJ Anderson has ranked all of the vacant jobs right now. No surprise, the Braves and the O's coming in at 1 and 2. But down at the bottom, it's not actually the Colorado Rockies like you might think, but the LA Angels. Quote here from Anderson says they don't have enough big league talent to realistically compete for a playoff spot, and they don't have enough young talent to forecast them meaningfully improving. And above all else, they don't have much patience for their manager hires. They've had 4 different full-time skippers in the last 7 seasons. Bob, are you buying or selling that that Angels job is, in fact, the least attractive?
Oh, man, I'm going to sell it. But, boy, you're putting out some pretty obvious problemos there. Artie Moreno's shown a willingness to spend money. And they want old guard, experienced manager with Madden and Ron Washington, see how that worked out for him. They also had Shohei and Mike Trout on the same team at the same time, even though Trout was hurt for most of it. Yeah, they're kind of, wow. They haven't won a playoff series in over 20 years, somewhere along those lines. But Colorado, that's the Siberia baseball. So I'll sell it, but barely.
Latest rumors I've heard that Albert Pujols interviewing for the Angels.
The leader in the house.
That's how desperate we're getting. Got to go the old player route.
The machine.
That's just going to end. Unless he's the real deal. It's going to end ugly. Well, I say it all the time. Former players becoming managers, especially of that same franchise, it's hard to make it work.
One of the big financial mistakes they ever made was paying him all that dough. Hey, look, Alan Trammell's a beloved Tiger figure, Hall of Famer. And he was the manager. They couldn't wait to fire him. That's why if I'm Cal Ripken Jr. or Bill, I'm like, I'm good.
Over to the NFL, where kickers are making longer and longer field goals every year, and things have really spiked so far in 2025. Vic Fangio, speaking on this earlier in the week, really sounded off, pointing out something that's been reported here and there, but not a big part of the conversation this year. The new policy on the balls themselves, it has changed. Teams can now break in specific balls for kicking that they receive prior to the start of the season. They carry them with them throughout the year, carry them into each week's matchup, and have them specified however they want. The prior standard was that, well, you just get the balls straight out of the box or after they were rubbed down with mud or whatever. But that was only in about an hour and a half before kickoff. So now they're in-house much longer than that. Fangio even went as far as saying that the influx of longer kicks deserves an asterisk, comparing it to the steroid era of baseball. I don't know about that one. But, Vinny, are you buying or selling that this policy change is the biggest factor in the deeper kicks being made?
I'll buy it. I'll buy it for right now. Because, I mean, like, when you're on a football, you know, like, there's kicking balls. You know what kicking balls become? Balls that you use during practice and stuff that get beat up, you know, and then they become kicking balls, like, they're fatter, you know, and everything. And they easier to kick, and they travel better. Because the other ones, Nolan, I mean, because I remember, like, Steve Young used to hate it. Because they come out of the box, and they'd be slippery, mm-hmm. you know? They still had that little shine on them and everything. And they were hard and slick.
Well, you had to deflate them so you get a better grip.
Yeah. Oh,
get where I'm going with this one? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Let's see here. Playoff baseball usually results in even more bullpen moves and quick hooks for starters than the regular season. 2022, as a matter of fact, the only time in the last 4 years that playoff starting pitchers have collectively averaged 5 innings per outing. It's very telling, usually somewhere in the fours or even less. Well, earlier this week on Tuesday when the wild card round opened, it looked like, well, that might be changing. You had great pitchers' duels, at least by modern standards. Max Fried and Garrett Crochet battling deep. Gavin Williams and Tarek Skubal both lasting six. Well, things tightened up a bit yesterday. Carlos Rodon and Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the only ones to toss six frames yesterday. Buy or sell, Bob, starters will collectively average at least 5 innings per outing this postseason.
Ah, boy. I'll buy it. Because that's kind of the new normal. If you're a team like the Padres, assuming they advance, you're just trying to get to the fifth inning so you can get to that bullpen where you bring in all them guys who throw 100 miles an hour. So I will go ahead and buy that. And I'm guessing today with the Yankees, and you got two rookies on the hill, Schlitler and the lefty for Boston. Even if they're tossing a two-hitter into the fourth and they can go to the pen, you're going to see it, even though New York's bullpen's kind of crap.
Plus, I'm sure the implementation or the more popular use of an opener, like the Cubs yesterday with Kittredge, that obviously skews things a little bit. You know going in, he's only going to go one inning, two max. Anyway, before we break here.
Yeah, no Jack Morris going 10 innings in a complete game 7-1-0.
I mean, Crochet hitting 115 pitch count. That felt like a complete game in and of itself, even though he went like seven.
There, as I said to him, Ben McDonald when we first broke him down. How about that Garrett Crotchet guy?
Well, we heard the excitement earlier from Jim Smith, Maryland athletic director. Big measuring stick game this Saturday in College Park when Maryland hosts Washington. And you can go. We're going to send you there if you are caller number 8 at 410-583-1057. We got a 4-pack of tickets to see Maryland take on Washington.
8, I believe that was Stan Gelball's number at the University of Maryland. Be caller number 8. Get yourself some tickets. See that big extravaganza this weekend at CQ. We'll come back with a stat breakdown of the Ravens and Texans. We got keys to victory, NFL lunch. We'll take your phone calls as well at 410-583-1057. We'll do our picks, college and pro. This week's college slate's not as awesome as last week's, but still some intriguing games for sure. And then we'll talk real and fantasy football with Mike Harmon. San Francisco is up against it because they're all banged up. But from a daily fantasy perspective, somebody's got to do something for them. We're going to plug and play.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Play.
Stats don't lie. Here's the fans, Vinny Serrato.
Liars lie, numbers never lie. They can be somewhat deceiving at times. It's Vinny at 81057, the Fan. Ravens and Texans both. Here's a stat that's real and in your face. They're both 1-3. They're both two-time division winners, making the playoffs consecutive seasons, and now at the back end of their respective divisions. And let's crunch some of them numbers to figure out why.
Yeah, and they're both -2 in a turnover ratio. The Ravens' offense is 13th overall, 338 yards. I mean, a year ago at this time, we're averaging 429 yards, you know, and scoring. Even though they had lost twice, they're still going up and down the field. Texans defense, they're no joke. They're 5th, 280.5. Passing offense, Ravens are 18th with 204 yards a game. Their pass defense, Texas, 7th, 178.3. Rushing offense, 9th. Embarrassing for the Ravens, 133.5. Last year was 200. Rushing defense, they're 12th, 102.3. Points scored, Ravens are 3rd, 32.8. Defense for the Texans, they're 1st, 12.8. Passing attempts, Ravens are 29th with 109. Texans defense, they're 20th. 133 times people have thrown it. Completion percentage, Ravens are 5th, 70.6. Texans defense, 2nd, 57.1. Average per completion, Ravens are 3rd, 8.5. Texans defense 6th. They give up 5.9. Ball comes out quick. Touchdown passes, Ravens are 1 with 10. Texans defense is 2nd. They've only given up 3. Interceptions, Lamar's thrown 1. They're ranked 31st. Texans have gotten 2. Sacks, Ravens, this is embarrassing. They're 3rd with most. They've had 15 sacks. Texans defense, they're 9th with 11 sacks. Quarterback rating, Lamar's 1st, 122.9. Texans defense, 3rd, 75.7. Rushing attempts, this always used to be number 1 for the Ravens. They're 30th.
That's a mind-boggling stat.
Yeah. Right there. And rush attempts, 8th, giving up 97. Average per rush, how about, Bob, this makes no sense, okay? You're almost last in the league in rush attempts, but average per rush, you're 1st. Does that make any sense whatsoever? No. You're averaging 6.2 yards a carry, and you've run it less than anybody in the league. Duh! Average per rush, they give up 4.2. They're 18th. Third down conversions, Ravens are 12th, 40.9. Their defense is 13th, 35.9. And Ravens penalties, 27th with 22. So they have gotten better with that. Now, when we look at Houston O, Ravens D, this is where it's kind of funny. Houston's offense, 25th, 288.8. Ravens defense total 31st, 406.8. Passing offense 23rd, 195.3. Ravens pass defense 31st, 265.8. Rushing offense, Houston's 23rd, 103.5. Rush defense 27th, 141.3. Points scored, they're 29th, 18. Ravens are 32nd, last, 33.3. They give up 30 points in this game, Bob. Something is changing for the defense after.
The channel.
Yeah, that too. Pass attempts, Houston offense 26. They don't throw it a lot, 117. Pass attempts, Ravens, oh, they're one of the worst in the league. 30th, 159. People throw it. Completion percentage, Stroud, he's 12th, 67.5. Ravens are 21st. They give up 66.7. Average per completion, Titans 16th, 7.1. The Ravens 18th, 6.9. Touchdown passes, they don't throw a lot of touchdowns, Houston. They're 27th with 4. Oh, the Ravens are coming to town. They're 31st. They've given up 9. Interceptions, 13th. They've thrown 3. Ravens defense, 31st. They've got 1. Sacks, they're 11th. They've given up 11. 11 sacks. Ravens defense, 31st with 4. Last year, they were 2nd. Year before that, they were 1st. Quarterback rating, they're 20th, 99.7. Ravens are 26th, gave up 102.1. Rushing attempts, Houston, they're 22nd with 100. Yeah, they don't run it a lot either. Rushing attempts, defense, 30th. People like to run it. They can run it and throw it. 123 rush attempts. Average per rush, Houston, 20th with 4.1. The Ravens, their average per rush, 23rd, 4.6. Third down conversions. Houston, second to last. Terrible. 29%. Ravens defense, third downs, 24th. 41.9. Penalties, Houston's 14th with 30. Now, just looking at a few of their, like Stroud's completing 67%, 832 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 picks, and 88.7 quarterback rating. He's rushed it 17 times for 92 yards. Now, Woody Marks, who we talked about earlier, he's only averaging 3.9. His long is 18 yards. He's got 29 carries for 113, but he's carried it. Chubb is 47 carries for 188, and his long's 25. But it seems like Marks has kind of become the one guy, and Chubb has become the backup. Nico Collins, he's got 18 catches for 260, averaging 14.4. 4 catches over 20 yards. He's lost 1 fumble, 84 yak yards, 31 targets, 18 completions. Not so good. Dalton Schultz, the other guy, tight end, he's averaging 7.9, 16 catches, 21 targets. Otherwise, Bob, they really, like Kirk, 6 catches. Xavier Hutchinson, 9 catches. I mean, it's Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz and the two backs. They've caught 7 and 6. Now, Al Shazier, their inside backer, number 0, he leads the team with 28 tackles. And Tutu, he must be on the injury report because he didn't play last week. He has 26 tackles. And then the corners, Lassiter, he's got 24 tackles. So people go after him. Will Anderson, 3 sacks, 14 tackles, 3 sacks, 5 tackles for loss, number 51. Hopefully we don't notice him or hear his name, but we will. And Danielle Hunter's got 12 tackles, 4 sacks. He's a stud. And then Derek Singletary's got the Derek Stingley Jr. has 10 tackles, 4 pass defense, 1 interception. And their kicker, Fairburn, 8 of 10. He's 3 of 5, 50-plus, 4 for 4 PAT.
There you go. That's the stat breakdown of the two teams. We'll come back. If these keys to victory, Ravens need a win, need one bad. They are underdogs. at home against Houston, who just picked up their first W of the season. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. You want to join us for that? You can at 410-583-1057. We'll do our picks at 1:15, college and pro. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. Probably feeling pretty good because the Cubs lost yesterday because he's a White Sox fan. And his Bears are 2-2. How about that?
Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
All right, Ravens, they've lost back-to-back games. Tough one at home to Detroit. Got their pants pulled down last Sunday in Kansas City. Now they get ready for the Houston Texans as 1.5-point underdogs, at least for now. Mainly an injury-related line. But, Vinny, how do the Ravens technically pull off the upset? Keys to victory.
Number one is keep Stroud uncomfortable right from the get-go. Because he is not comfortable going into this game. He is not comfortable. You know, he throws the ball quickly, gets it out quick. His O-line doesn't hold up. And the receivers, other than Nico Collins, they're not great route runners. The tight end, he's kind of an outlet type guy. Schultz averaging 7.9 yards per catch. So keep Stroud uncomfortable. Don't let him sit back there and have all day to throw. Because then, you know what? Somebody's going to get open. And then keep them under 70 yards rushing. Make them one-dimensional. And I think having Travis Jones back and stuff will help. The only thing that concerns me is the inside backers. Now, because the two inside backers for Tennessee last weekend had 25 tackles between the two of them. So do we have two inside backers that can make those plays for the run game? And then number three, no missed tackles. Come on, we've had over 30 in two games. Over 30 in two games. And next one, Cooper Rush, protect the ball. Do not turn the ball over. Throw the ball away. Do what you got to do. No lost yardage plays. Just play smart and be John Stockton. Just get the ball to the people you're supposed to get it to. And then the next one is have over 100 yak yards. And the reason I say that, because I think the ball's going to be coming out quick. I can see Zay getting a quick pass and letting him go run with it. I can see Likely getting quick pass, quick screen type things. I think they're going to have some creative screen type stuff in the game. Next one, block Hunter, number 55, and Anderson, 51, in pass. Those are the two guys that you got to block in pass because both are outstanding pass rushers, and we don't have a tackle that'll be playing in this game that can block them one-on-one. So figure out a way, but you know, whether it's getting the ball away quick or do whatever, the best way to do it, run it right at them. That's the best way. Next one is win teams. Make a play on teams, you know, whether it be return, kick return, something. Get field position, block a punt. You know, Hummel's been, you know, he blocked one and could have had another one, but and got a holding penalty. You know, make some, do not give up those long returns. And then last but not least, Ravens rush for over 150 yards. Last year when they played them at Christmas, they rushed for over 240. And then win the time of possession. You want, you know, win the time of possession. So, you know, I mean, the biggest thing is come on. They rushed for like 250 yards last year on Christmas Day at Houston. And Big Boy carried it 27 times. And Keaton Mitchell even played in that game, but he wasn't 100% healthy. So I expect heavy, although Lamar rushed for almost 90 yards in that game too, which we won't have that. But I bet you old Cooper Rush gets a few yards rushing.
Those are Vinny's keys. We'll revisit them on Monday, and hopefully they're going to hear a lot of dings.
Yeah,
when we talk about
for 2 weeks in a row, we ain't heard many dings.
Now, when we get up to NFL lunch, we're going to take your phone calls. If you want to get in, now is your chance at 410-583-1057. You want to predict the outcome of Sunday's game, do so. We're going to hear more from John Harbaugh, Mark Andrews, Tavius Robinson, among others. We'll do our picks for this weekend, college and pro, and then Mike Harmon. But the NFL Hall of Fame, the seniors class, for the voting for the class of 26. 52 seniors have made it. This is the seniors' blue ribbon committee. It'll narrow it down to three, and then one, maybe three, will get in to Canton, Ohio. The quarterbacks, Ken Anderson, who has better stats than a lot of people in Canton, Ohio. He was a league MVP, mm-hmm. won the passing title a bunch of times, took the Bengals to the Super Bowl. I mean, his numbers, by comparison, blow Joe Namath and Ken Stabler's out the water. more identifiable. He wasn't the flamboyant personality those two guys were. But he was a hell of a quarterback. Charlie Connerly was quarterback of the Giants back in the 50s. Roman Gabriel. Mm. Jack Kemp did all his work in the AFL with the Bills. And Danny Don Meredith.
Oh.
Known more for a broadcaster, he was a hell of a quarterback for the Cowboys. Running backs, Otis Anderson, Cardinals and Giants. Larry Brown, Redskins, Roger Craig, Chuck Foreman, Frederick Maryland. There was a five-year period, Vinny, and you were living in Minnesota at the time, where it looked like he was a lock for the Hall of Fame.
Chuck?
Yeah, and then just kind of...
I used to see him out all the time, Bob.
He's from the U, by the way. From
Miami,
where Frederick, wide receiver slash tight ends, Mark Clayton. No, Nolan, not the Ravens version, the Dolphins version. Remember the two marks, Duper and Clayton?
Played with Bomber.
Isaac Curtis, who Ooh. Kenny Anderson was throwing the ball to.
85, number 85.
A lot. Henry Ellard, Rams. Harold Jackson, who was a stud, Ooh. Number 29. White Shoes Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Stanley Morgan,
yeah.
New England. Fast. What, Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken? Otis Taylor.
Wow.
Another guy that you
picked. Number 89 Chiefs with Dawson.
O-lineman. A couple of names of note. Chris Hinton, former Baltimore Colt. Chris Hinton was part of he was drafted by Denver, was traded to Baltimore in the Elway trade. That went to Indy, obviously, with the team and made the Pro Bowl a bunch of times. How about Joe Jacoby? One of the Hogs.
Yeah.
I'd have figured he'd be a lock to get in. D-line, four familiar names for us of a certain age. L.C. Greenwood, Steelers.
Yeah.
Ed Too Tall Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Marshall?
Just died. You know, not that.
Because Page and Eller are in.
Page, Eller, and Larson was the other one.
Yeah. Harvey Martin. And look, Ed Too Tall Jones was good. Then he went to box for a little bit. Then got punched in the face a few times. Figured I'd stick to football. And had to. Harvey Martin was a badass. He was co-MVP of Super Bowl XII with Randy White, who's in the Hall of Fame, but they didn't keep sack numbers back then. Harvey Martin was a beast. Number 79. Linebackers, Carl Banks, Giants.
Yeah.
Now, Carson and LT are in. He's not. Mike Curtis, the Mad Dog.
32.
For the Baltimore Colts. How about Matt Millen? Bunch of Super Bowl rings.
Raiders,
49ers. Was a stud at Penn State. Punched Billy Sullivan in his face after the Raiders were upset by the Patriots. Billy Sullivan was the GM of the New England team. Patriots. After New England upset them in the 85 playoff. Not saying he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, but you know it is what it is. Safeties or DBs. Dick Anderson. Dolphins.
Yeah.
Lester Hayes, one of my all-time favorites.
I mean, he goop, was... Yeah. With all the goop.
Hey, Biletnikoff's in. But he was good before and after the stick'em.
Yeah.
Let's see. Pat Fisher.
Ooh, Redskins.
Yeah, former Redskin. Let's see, among others there. And then a special team, Steve Tasker.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Yeah. So a lot of fancy
Any
familiar...
kickers?
No kickers. He was the one special teamer.
Wow.
Going on right there. So some names, Hall of Very Good, Hall of Fame could be happening for a couple of them, but those are some of the names.
Who would you want, Bob, if there's one guy?
I think Ken Anderson deserves to be in. 100%. 100%. And, you know, I'm going Jacoby and Harvey Martin, too, man. Come on. Bring the heat. And again, they didn't ask us for our opinion, just giving you the list of players. We'll come back, NFL Lunch. You want to get in? Do it. 410-583-1057. We'll do our picks for this weekend's football fun, college and pro. And then Mike Harmon, real and fantasy football with him. There is a game tonight. It's the 49ers. It's the Rams. Rams will be in Baltimore next week. But San Francisco's all banged up. So somebody's got to catch the football from a daily fantasy perspective. Who's going to be cheap and who could get some points?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind.
behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.